The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents High School Basketball.
Rebound ripped down by the Eagles and Paige Smith. That's her fifth. Quickly up to the other end. They try to dump it inside. Brown gives it off to Beavers. Another layup.
Today, it's live coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament in Kearney. High School Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Out of the left-hand wing, they've got it to Rademacher. Back up top, they try to force it inside to Matt Houston. Does a good job just to pick it up, kick it back out to Clay McCall, who hits the free throw line jumper. A 7-0 start to the fourth quarter here for Loomis.
Because of the weather, all four semifinal games are on tap today, so sit back and enjoy a basketball four-pack. It's the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, it's the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Viero Event Center in Kearney with ESPN's Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
An unexpected afternoon game here in the Fort Kearney Conference basketball tournament, the conference tournament. I hate it when I'm right. Someone was talking the other day to me about the glorious weather we had earlier in the week. And, of course, everyone you've talked to about the glorious weather we've had in January, that we had in January, says, yeah, but it's not over yet. I said, yeah, that's right. Trying to empathize, I said, there's always basketball tournaments. And sure enough, here we are, the first week of basketball tournaments that ramp up to the sub-districts and the districts and, of course, the state tournament. Here we are in the conference tournament, Fort Kearney Conference, that we cover every year. It's always a good tournament. And this is the second year at the Viero Event Center, so that's where we're at. So come on out if you want to watch some basketball, late afternoon basketball. So what's this have to do with the weather? Well, if you have been paying attention to the weather guys, looks like we're going to have some travel difficulties late Friday and into Saturday. So what they did was they moved the semifinal games from tonight to this afternoon, and then they're going to try and get the finals in on Saturday. If they can't get it in on Saturday, it goes to Monday. So this is really, despite the fact that the real weather has not gotten here yet, this is really a direct result of the oncoming storm. And so, not only is it a bad thing for fans and getting to the basketball locations, but of course you have safety of your players as well. So we're talking to the coaches beforehand. Jason Lobby of Eustace Farnham and Nikki Eckhout of the Amherst Lady Broncos, and it's like, okay, so you're up one day from when you thought you would be. What's the big deal? And they said, well, you got to play it one way or the other. Might as well just jump in, and so that's what we're doing. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Your yield leader contact, Terry and Jason Stark, or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Presenting sponsor of our broadcast of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, Misco's. Misco's Sports serve Kearney and Central Nebraska. And even though the retail store in Kearney is now closed, they'll continue to serve organizations in the area with the same great service you've known. Just give them a call, 308-728-5261. Misco's our broadcast presenting sponsor this afternoon. We have some on-court ceremonies going to go on. They're going to do the welcome. They're going to do a sportsman pledge, and then they're going to do some introductions here. So we'll take our time here in the pregame show. I'll give you a 30-second timeout. Jeff, back at the studios there. Take 30. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame report.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
National anthem sung by one of the students here. Did a great job. It's not easy to sing in a big venue like this. She did a great job. The Lady Knights of Eustace Farnham being introduced now as we continue on with the New Tech Seat pregame report. The 5 Points Bank starting lineups. 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, your solution. 5 Points Bank, taking care of customers one person at a time. 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Lady Knights will be starting Kira Redenberg, a 5'10 senior. Melissa Johnson, a 5'5 sophomore. Andrea Worth, a 5'10 senior. Preston Reeker, a 5'11 junior. And Melanie Johnson, a 5'10 sophomore. Lady Broncos of Amherst coming our way with Shelby Hemmond, a 6-foot senior. Kiana Leach, a 5-foot junior. Katie Klingelhofer, a 5'9 junior. Jessica Fernandez, 5'10 and a junior. And Crystal Fernandez, a 5'7 senior. Nikki Eichhout is the coach, assisted by Jamie Klingelhofer. For Eustace Farnham, the coaches, Jason Lobby. Caleb Wall is his assistant. And all of the on-court activities have gone on here. You've been listening to the 5 Points Bank starting lineup, brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank, 5 Points Bank. And the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you, of course, by New Tech Seed. Talk to Terry and Jason Stark or any New Tech Seed dealer near you. Presenting sponsor of our broadcast from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament at the Bureau Event Center is Misco. And we're about ready to tip it off at midcourt. They've covered up the ice, thankfully, and we've got hardwood floors, and we're underway here for this game between Eustace Farnham and Amherst. Eustace Farnham has control of the tip as they work it around and into the lane. The shot is up off the glass, no good. And it is Redenbaugh, pulling down the rebound. And she'll take it down herself, feeding underneath the basket. Layup off the glass is good. And Shelby Hemmond has the first 2 points of this afternoon game. Amherst out front 2-0. Eustace Farnham control the tip, now on offense for the second time. Near the point, top of the key, cross court, right wing, shot from three, no good. That shot was taken by Redenbaugh. Now Amherst goes down the other end, taking it all the way, laying up and good again. That was Shelby Hemmond, and she's got 4 points, 4-0 lead for the Lady Broncos. Over on the right wing and holding high, looking for someone near the top of the key. Now they work it around inside the three on the left side, in and out again. no good. The shot taken by Melissa Johnson there. Cleared away again by Hammond, who's controlled both ends of the court here so far tonight for Amherst. Klingelhofer brings it down, and she'll get called for a travel. First turnover on Amherst. And Eustace Farnham will face full court pressure by the Lady Bronx. They work it down, get it over to Johnson. Johnson crosses the midcourt stripe to Melissa Johnson out near the top of the key. And now they're going to Worth. Feet into the lane, down under. A loose ball recovered, picked up and laid up by Preston Reeker. And Preston has her first 2 points, and so does Eustace Farnham. As they outlet pass, though, and standing underneath the court is Hammond. She lays it up and can't make it fall. And so Eustace Farnham will pick up a possession there, and they're down by 2 points, 4-2, as they hold high over on the right side. That's Worth looking for someone to come around, decides to take herself to the right side, drives, cut off, and the ball is taken by Shelby Hammond. Outlet pass goes down to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer now back over to Leach. Leach gets the ball for the first time. Top of the key, errant pass intended for Klingelhofer, and that'll be the second turnover on the Amherst Lady Broncos. Here come the Lady Knights. Over on the point is Rettenberg, works to the right side, now back out front between the circles. Feeds it over to Reeker. Reeker kicks it back out. Shot is up and no good by Rettenberg. Try that again. Rettenbaugh.
I'll get it right.
A foul is called as Melanie Johnson put the ball up for... Wrong. Melissa Johnson put it up for Eustace Farnham. And she'll get two shots here, two attempts at the line. 5:32 to go. First quarter just underway here. It's a 4-2 score. Amherst out front. Now 4-3 as Melissa sinks the first one. And she'll get one more. Second shot is good. We're all tied. Amherst has it. They take it down quickly, all the way, laying it off the glass. Won't fall. Klingelhofer with the rebound. Whistle blows. That was Katie Klingelhofer taking it all the way down. And Hammond tried to put it off the glass, couldn't do so. Off to the side, fouled was Jessica Fernandez. Or Fernandez was taking the shot, I should say, and she was fouled, and she'll go to the line now for a couple. And it is no good. Eustace Farnham back down on offense between the circles, facing pressure by the Lady Broncos, clad in white with red numerals and piping. Eustace Farnham in black and gray. Black uniforms and gray piping and white numerals. They try to force the ball inside, taken away by Shelby Hammond. That's the first turnover on Eustace Farnham compared to two for Amherst. Now Amherst will set it up. This time they try to get it inside. The ball is bobbled by Klingelhofer. And that'll turn it back over to Eustace Farnham. Amherst could have had control of this ball game. They've had three turnovers here in this young ball game already. We're down to 4:33 to go in the first period as Eustace Farnham tries to set up underneath. The ball is batted away from Rettenbaugh. And bringing it down is Klingelhofer between the circles. Now goes top of the key to Hammond. Hammond tries to drive the paint, and we're going to get a foul call here. A foul is called on Melissa Johnson. That's her first. And that will put the ball in play from the end line. Jessica Fernandez will key the ball in. Coming out of the ball game is Kiana Leach. Ball comes in under the basket. The sub just in, Mackenzie Bergstrom nails it for two. And now Amherst has an 8-4 lead. Eustace Farnham back out on offense. Between the circles is Alex Pleshore. Back over to Rettenbaugh. Rettenbaugh's shot is no good. And Amherst cleans it away.
token pressure put on. Now they fall back. Going down court to Bergstrom again. She tries to feed it back out. Now taking a shot from outside. It's three, and getting it is Jessica Fernandez. That's a three-pointer. And now Amherst is beginning to take control. 11-4, 3:28 to go in the first. Eustace Farnham has had trouble controlling the ball under the boards. They've lost the ball a couple of times there. Those could have been points. They do it again. Amherst comes up with it as they lose the ball, firing down court, overthrow, and another turnover on Amherst. And so both teams have missed some opportunities here at the basket. Alex Pleshout puts the ball in play. It goes down court to Reeker, and the ball is again stolen away by Amherst. Taking it all the way is Klingelhofer, and she loses the ball now. Back over to Eustace Farnham. Outlet pass goes out of bounds. Now it's going to go back the other way. Well, they just got to kind of take a deep breath, look back, and get things under control on both sides. Klingelhofer takes the key and pass. Down court it goes to Bergstrom. Bergstrom is cut off as she palms the ball, and will turn it back over to Eustace Farnham. Reeker will put the ball in play from in front of our position here on the sideline. And with 2:49 to go, first period, it's an 11-4 Amherst lead. Amherst with full court pressure put on. She needs some help, goes down court, finds a man, person wide open under the basket. Turnaround and good by Melanie Johnson. And now Eustace Farnham is within five. And intercepting or trying to intercept a down court pass, Reeker knocks it out of bounds. Amherst will keep possession of the ball. Neither coach has called a timeout yet. Teams seem to have regrouped themselves, got things under control. They're playing aggressive defense as well. As Leach has the ball at midcourt, works it between the circles now, fires into the right corner, back out to Leach on the point. Reach in there and almost knocked away by Eustace Farnham. Ball is up. No good by Hammond. And we've got a whistle down under the court, under the basket, I should say. And that'll turn it back over to Eustace Farnham on a foul by Amherst. Eustace Farnham puts the ball in play. It goes to Pleshcourt. And then back over to Reeker. Reeker now breaks half court with a pass out to Bellamy. Bellamy, who's not a starter, off the bench to Reeker. Reeker on the far corner puts it up, and it's in and out of the basket, no good. Rebound is taken down by Bergstrom to Leach. Leach into the corner. Shot is up by Hammond, no good. Quickly pulled down by Eustace Farnham with a minute 30 to go. And down by 5, 11-6. Eustace Farnham toes the line, puts it up, rim Bellamy. No good. Out of bounds. Now we've got some more subs coming in. We'll try to pick up those numbers. It looks like Katie Atkinson is coming in for Eustace Farnham. In there still is Bellamy, as well as Reeker, who's played the whole game. And Redenbaugh is back in the ball game, as well as Pleshcourt staying in there. Feed down underneath to Fernandez. Shot is up and no good. Cleared away by Eustace Farnham. So still no scoring here in the last couple of minutes of play. 11-6 is your score. Eustace Farnham on the wing. Shot from three. No good. Ball fought for. Goes out of bounds. And they're going to give it to Amherst. Ball gets keyed in now to Klingelhofer. He'll take it down court. Almost loses the ball on a long pass. Back out to Leach. To Klingelhofer between the circles. Over on the right side, Fernandez. Back out to Klingelhofer near midcourt. She feeds into the paint. Now down under, they got someone open. That is Fernandez for two. And 13-6, Fernandez has 5 points. Under 30 seconds to go now. Eustace Farnham in the corner. Holding high is Reeker. Now back out front. It goes to Wirth. Back again to Reeker. Her shot is in and out. No good. Won't fall. 24 seconds to go, and on the out of bounds after that shot, Amherst will put the ball in play. That's Jessica Fernandez. She'll key it in to Katie Klingelhofer. And Eustace Farnham puts on one-on-one pressure. They break that. And now we're a bit at half court as that works. And Jessica Fernandez is called for traveling and another turnover on the Lady Broncos. Another shot possible here for Eustace Farnham. Keying the ball in is Pleshout. She gets it in to Redenbaugh. Redenbaugh loses the ball, and there's a tie-up on court. This ought to go to Eustace Farnham. Nope, it goes to Amherst. And so now Amherst's possible last shot here with just under 13 seconds to go in this first period. Your score again, 13-6. Amherst is out front. Klingelhofer takes it herself. 7.5 seconds to go in the paint, juggling the ball, 4-3, and a jump ball is going to be called. 3 seconds to go. In the first, Reeker has a job to do. She'll have to throw it long and try and get someone to take a midcourt shot. She gets the ball in play to Johnson. Back to her, long down court, not even close, and that's the buzzer. And at the end of one, your score is Amherst 13 and Eustace Farnham 6. Take a minute timeout here. Back with quarter number two from the Vero Event Center. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball, presented by Misco's.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches. Stop in and visit the great staff in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. We can take care of all your banking, business, and personal. We offer all the ins and outs of banking to make your financial needs easier. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC. We'd love to have you on our team. We appreciate all our customers.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Score for Amherst, 7 points for Jessica Fernandez. Amherst is out front 13-6. As we enter period number two now, Amherst has control of the ball. And between the circles, they're trying to set it up. They get it over to Hammond. Hammond is called for a travel. And that'll turn it over on Amherst. Full court pressure put on Eustace Farnham by Amherst. They try to break it here. They're playing three-on-three basketball in the forecourt. Nice job of Melissa Johnson getting it down court. Over to Reeker on the right side. Back over to Redenbaugh. Now to Reeker again on the right wing. To Pleshout. To Reeker holding high. Right side. Can't find anyone now. Finally, Johnson comes out to help her out. Tries to find Fleshout down under the basket, and it's batted away. And the recovery by Klingelhofer. She was called immediately for palming the ball, and that'll turn it back over to Eustace Farnham. Quite a jam up underneath the basket now as Fleshout tries to get it in, goes into the forecourt to Reeker. Leaves it back out to Pleshout on the wing. Now back to Recourt just inside the timeline in front of the Amherst bench. Cross court, setting for a shot, thinking better of it, going into the paint, losing the ball now, and Amherst will pick it up. That was Melanie Johnson with the ball and the missed attempt. Klingelhofer takes it herself down court, into the paint, kicks it back out to Fernandez. Now down under, shot is up by Hammond, and it's good. And Hemmen has 6 points on the afternoon. Two in the first quarter, two just now. 15-6 is your score. Amherst up by nine. Eustace Farnham in the corner.
Back out to Fleshout just inside the timeline. They keep it out front. Go to Johnson. Johnson to Redenbaugh. Shot is in and out, then in again. They give her a three. The Redenbaugh has a three, and that says a lot in terms of narrowing the margin as a shot taken down court by Kiana Leach does not find Pater. And it's a 15-9 score, and Eustace Farnham is within 6 points. Hammond will put the ball in play. That last shot went out of bounds. Hammond will put the ball in play from in front, or near the baseline, rather, as they go out front to Klingelhofer. She goes cross-court. Shot is up, in and out, and in by Leach. But a whistle blew before the shot. We'll see if they're going to give it to her. She's fouled. The basket will be good. And so Leach picks up her first 2 points, and she's the 5-foot-nothing guard at the line, first attempt. 17-9, she'll try to make it 18-9, and she doesn't. Another foul is called, and this time it's going to be against Reeker. And Preston Reeker has her first foul of the afternoon. And that's going to send Hammond to the line for two. Her first one is no good, so she remains 6 points this afternoon. Hammond, who had a great first couple of series, both ends of the court earlier, cooled off a little bit. 0 for 2 now as she misses that second shot. Gets her own rebound, though. Turns around, can't get it up. Still loose ball, goes out of bounds, and they're going to give it back to Amherst. So big series here for Amherst as they're trying to eke out more and more points. They're up 17-9 now. They picked up two more on the lead in this most recent exchange. As the ball goes into play again, shot is up by Leach. It's no good that time. Eustace Farnham brings it down. They hand it off to Redenbaugh, just hit the tray a little bit ago. Cross half court, Redenbaugh, nice behind-the-back dribble, gets it over now to Johnson. Johnson at the point. Over to Melanie Johnson, trying to feed down underneath. And again, they're having trouble controlling under the board. And that's a turnover. Whistle blows. And because it went out of bounds, Amherst is going to get the ball. Timeout's going to be taken here. Yes? No. We've got a foul, and they're going to go 1-1 on it. That's the deal. Melissa Johnson on the foul, and Klingelhofer now will get a 1-1 opportunity. Shot is up and no good. Klingelhofer in that last attempt is not improving on the Amherst girls' attempt from the free throw line. They are 0 for 4. Eustace Farnham will put the ball in play after it's batted out. Now they go in to Worth. Worth tries to handle the pressure herself, gets it across to Johnson. Johnson now down over to Fleshout. Fleshout left wing, works to a right near the top of the key, now leaves it off for Worth. Worth back closer to midcourt now, goes over to the other side to Reeker. Reeker fakes the shot and then goes back over to Johnson. Johnson to Fleshout, works between the circles. Moving to her right slowly. Now they go into the left corner. And that's Worth. Drive the lane, put it up, no good. Cleared away by Amherst. And Klingelhofer brings it across half court. Feeding over to Fernandez. Fernandez is fouled. Fernandez waiting for the ball. Left side of the basket at the baseline was fouled. And that foul is going to be on Andrea Worth. That is her first foul. And with 9:59 to go till halftime, Amherst has a 17-9 score. That has not changed here in the last several minutes of play. Shot by Fernandez is no good. And so again, they're cold as ice from the free throw line, the Lady Broncos are. Worth comes down with it all the way. Out front, has the ball stolen away by Taubenheim, who just entered the ball game, takes it himself. Layup is blocked nicely by Redenbaugh. Nice block by Redenbaugh. on the wide open Taubenheim, and it was a clean block. Amherst will get the ball, but there was no foul called on that. Keehan passed to Klingelhofer, goes to the paint, now backs off out front, works slightly to her left, now goes in the left corner, kicks it back out to Klingelhofer, cross-court pass for Fernandez, now out front again to Klingelhofer. She'll pop from about 17, and it's no good, and the rebound is taken by Eustace Farnham. Long down court pass. Reeker has it, lays it up off the glass, good. So Preston Reeker has two more, and she's got four on the afternoon. Klingelhofer down, and it's 17-11, and now just a six-point lead for Amherst. Cross court, left side, Taubenheim puts it up, air ball, followed by Klingelhofer, who's no good, and a foul occurs down under. Foul is called on Melanie Johnson, and we'll get a two-shot here. Katie Klingelhofer at the line. Katie is 0 for 2. And she got that one. So it's 18-11, and Amherst is back up by 7. More substitutes coming in. Hammond is back in for Amherst. And taking a seat is Crystal Fernandez. Second shot is good. And now it is Leach coming back in. Bellamy is back in for Eustace Farnham. Eustace Farnham has Bellamy and Worth in there, as well as Redenbaugh now, facing full court pressure. It is Worth taking it herself, across half court, goes right into the paint, puts it up. Shot is blocked. There's a foul as she gets her own pass back. And she'll be fouled going in for the shot. We'll see if they're going to give her two. They will. And the foul is called on Shelby Hemming. That is Shelby's third? Wow. Worth's shot is up and good. And Andrea Worth gnawing away at that lead there, 19-12. Fleshout will take a seat for, no, I thought you were going to. She's back there talking to Coach Lobby. And the shot, meanwhile, back at the line by Worth is good. So she's 2 for 2 at the line and brings her team to 19-13 down from Amherst. Amherst brings it down quickly. They go into the corner on the right side, and the shot is up and no good by Taubenheim. Cleared away by Eustace Farnham. Bringing it down is Bryn Bellamy. Bellamy just inside the timeline now. Gets it over to Worth. Worth works it. Drives in. Shot is up. No good. Rebound Leach. Leach, long down court pass. Taken by Bergstrom. Now back out again to Leach. Between the circles, she feeds down low, got a person open, and up and in. It's Crystal Fernandez with two from down under. And it's 21-13, Lady Broncos, 2:53 to go until halftime. And the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. 21-13, Amherst up top. Eustace Farnham loses the ball on an errant pass, intercepted by Fernandez, Jessica Fernandez. And Kiana Leach takes the ball. Looks for Fernandez under the basket. Again, errant pass. Ball scrambled for, controlled by Amherst. Shot is up, in and out, no good by Leach. And we've got a foul called against. Foul is called against Amherst. And the foul is called against Taubenheim. 21-13, so Eustace Farnham needs a couple extra possessions here. They got one that time. Andrea Worth between the circles goes to Villadal. Villadal back over to Worth. Shot is up and no good. Cleared away by Klingelhofer. Takes it herself, cross half court, almost loses the ball. And luckily, he's able to shovel it over to Taubenheim. Taubenheim, cross-court pass. It goes to Fernandez.
Fernandez back out to Toppenheim. And the ball is free, goes out of bounds, last touched by Amherst, or by Eustace Farnham, rather. And Amherst will get the ball in play. Kiana Leach again keys the ball in to Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer moves to her right, facing some tight defense under the basket. Tries to feed in the paint. Now they back up. Right side in the corner, just inside three. He'll get two out of it. And Toppenheim gets two on that one, and it's 23-13. Amherst up by 10. Worth with the ball, works it to the right side. Again, having a lot of trouble down under the basket. Ball batted away, and Amherst will pick it up. I think they've had five or six possessions turned over right under the basket. It's down underneath. Bergstrom puts it up and good for Amherst. And now it's a 25-13 Lady Bronco lead over Eustace Farnham. Eustace Farnham on offense, feeding in to Pleshout. Shot is no good and cleared away by Amherst. Long down court pass. It goes in the corner to Toppenheim. Puts it up. Got it. And Sydney Toppenheim all of a sudden has a hot hand. She's got 4 points here in the second period and 44 seconds to go until halftime. We'll take a 30 here, 27-13. It's Amherst on top right now.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri-Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations, serving South Central Nebraska. Visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on. Always.
It has been Amherst in the lead the entire ball game, and of late pulled away now by a full 14 points, 27-13. It has just been horrible for Eustace Farnham under the basket. And I think it's in part the Amherst defense, but in part just having some bad breaks in the passing game down under, because they have turned it over. Merritt Lawson's aside here doing some stats for me. I would say, what, five or six times they have just mishandled the ball under the basket. If they'd have turned half of those into two-pointers, they'd be closer in on this. So they're going to talk about that, I'm sure, at halftime. Okay. Here comes Worth. Worth gets it over to Redenbaugh. Redenbaugh on the outside, now feeding to Johnson underneath, up and off the glass. Good. Melanie Johnson, and she's got 4 points now. As the ball is intercepted again by Worth. Another turnover on the Lady Broncos. Trying a late run here is Eustace Farnham. Shot from the side. Three-point attempt. No good. Follow shot. Ball loose. Picked up by the Lady Broncos. 1 second to go till halftime, and they won't get the shot off. And so at halftime, your score is Amherst 27 and 15 for Eustace Farnham here in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament action from the Viero Event Center. Our coverage brought to you by MISCOs. We'll be back to take a look at some statistics and introduce you to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in this early edition of the semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Because of the weather, they moved it up. That's why you're hearing it this afternoon if you didn't catch us earlier in the show. We'll take a two-minute timeout, Jeff, and we'll be back in a couple with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
The most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
It is the semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference basketball tournament played for the second year in a row at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. And it's a really nice venue for basketball, of course, as it is for hockey. But you'd be amazed at the transition when they put the hardwood on the floor. Of course, they did this back when the Nebraska Cranes played here. So it's not a new that's not a new drill for the folks at the Viero Event Center, but it's a nice floor. It's a solid floor. I haven't seen any doinks or anything off of the floor, so it's a great floor. I'll tell you the truth, if you come out here, though, for either of the remaining sessions, bring your jacket with you because the ice may be covered up, but the cold isn't. It's cool out here. So if you're going to come out and watch Fort Kearney Conference basketball action, it's probably not a bad idea to go ahead and take along a jacket or a sweater with you. So anyhow, having said all of that, welcome to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We have a 27-15 halftime score. The Lady Broncos of Amherst have not lost the lead this entire first half. And I should also say that if you're turning on ESPN Radio and trying to figure out why there's a high school basketball game on this afternoon, it is because the anticipated bad weather, which is supposed to kick in tomorrow and kind of bridge on into Saturday, they decided, and I think wisely so, to move this semifinal up to today. They hope to get the finals in on Saturday, and if they don't because of the weather, they still have some time on Monday to move that in. So that was some nice proactive thinking, not only by these guys, but some of the other conferences have done the same thing. So anyhow, there we are. Okay, Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Let me tell you this about Ravenna Sanitation. They're your trash collection connection. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. You can find them in the local Yellow Pages, Ravenna Sanitation. All right, let's take a look, first of all, at the officially Eustace Farnham is the visiting team. So let's take a look at the visiting Eustace Farnham Lady Knights. Bryn Bellamy, who had a lot of minutes of playing time, did not score. Pulled down, let's see here, she committed one turnover. Tira Redenbaugh had 3 points, and 2 points for Melissa Johnson, 2 points for Andrea Worth, 4 points for Preston Reeker, and Melanie Johnson had 4 points. And so the big problem, as I said, and I'm sure they're going to discuss it in the locker room, has been the inability to control the ball when Eustace Farnham got in down close, and those shots, you've got to get a percentage of them. You've got to get, 50% to 55% to stay in any ball game. From the free throw line, they haven't been bad at all. They've taken advantage of this charity stripe when they've gotten that. But the big deal has been if they turn the ball over 6 or 7 times as a result of fumbles under the basket, if they'd have just converted half of those into two-pointers, this 12-point deficit would be substantially less than that for Eustace Farnham. We'll take a 60-second timeout on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report and be back to look at the individual stats for the Amherst Lady Broncos, up 27-15 on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550. Coverage provided by Miskos.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
On the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, Craig Eckert along with Merritt Lawson providing the stats, and let's see what we totaled up here for the Lady Broncos, up 27-15 here at halftime of the Fort Kearney Conference semifinal bracket. Shelby Hemmen has 6 points. Kiana Leach has 2 points. Katie Klingelhofer has 2 points. Both of those came from the free throw line. 7 points for Jessica Fernandez. All of those came in the first quarter. Jessica was a house of fire in the first several possessions and then kind of tailed off, at least offensively. She's still been a force in the ballgame, but no scoring in the second period. Crystal Fernandez has 2 points. That came in the second. Mackenzie Bergstrom had two apiece in each of the first two stanzas and has a total of four. And Shelby Taubenheim came in and sank two in the second period, and two baskets in the second period from the field, and has 4 points. So at the end of one period, it was a 13-6 Amherst lead, and at the halftime here, we're 27-15. The Lady Bronx still have the lead over the Lady Knights from Eustace Farnham. Teams are back on the court now doing the halftime shoot-around. We'll take another break and be back with more on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball. Coverage provided by Miskos.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
Miskos Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Miskos will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Miskos Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Almost into the second half as the buzzer has sounded. We're about ready to key the ball in play. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation serving Buffalo County. Find them in your yellow pages. Eustace Farnham gets the ball to start the second half. They key the ball in, and it's batted out of bounds, and we'll see who's going to get it. I think Amherst is going to get it right away. And that's the first turnover on Eustace Farnham. Turnovers are bad when you turn it over as much as they have under the basket. That has really hurt their point total. Klingelhofer into the corner. It goes to Hernandez for three. She's got it. Jessica Fernandez has a tray, and 10 times that has her team 30-15 now. Amherst loses the ball, or I should say Eustace Farnham coming down the other way, loses the ball out of bounds. Comes right over under me, and I kick it back out. You just never lose it. I'm serious. We're right down on court. Keying the ball in right in front of us here is Andrea Worth, and she gets the ball in play to Melissa Johnson,
Back over to Wirth. Wirth charges into the paint, leaves it off for Reeker, puts it up. It's off the rim, no good. And again, we've got a jump ball this time underneath the basket. And wouldn't you know it, Amherst is going to get even that under the basket. We'll see if there's any overt strategy changes here as far as spreading things out for Eustace Farnham. As Amherst puts the ball in play, sends it down court underneath the basket. Fall away by Fernandez is batted away and picked up by Melanie Johnson. Melanie leaves it off for Melissa Johnson, and then it goes back over to Wirth. Wirth, just outside the timeline, feeds it to Reeker. Reeker puts it up, good. From just inside the charity stripe, she's got two, and Eustace Farnham has 17. It's 30-17. Klingelhofer down to Hammond under the court, under the basket. Shot is up off the rim. Follow shot is good, though. Gets her own follow, and Hammond gets two the hard way. 32-17. Into the corner, Eustace Farnham. Now down underneath the basket. Shot is up, and it is no good as Melanie Johnson attempted that. There's a whistle blows, though, and Melanie will go to the line. And she'll get a chance at two here. 32-17. Amherst out front. Shot is no good. And so they had been doing pretty well at the free throw line. That's second shot coming. And that is good. And they pick up a point there, 32-18. Amherst facing some pressure now. Break it down cross court. Hernandez inside the timeline, now kicks it back out, goes across court to Klingelhofer, back to Fernandez. Shot from just inside the three and out in. Jessica Fernandez now picks up two. She's got five in the second half now and a total of 12 overall. Eustace Farnham loses the ball. Bad bounce and picked up by Shelby Hammond. Shelby over to Kiana Leach. Between the circles now, left side, Klingelhofer works to her right. To Hernandez feeding down low. Hammond tries to turn around, jump, and she's going to get fouled and goes to the line. Shelby Hammond has 8 points now. And going to the line, she is 0 for 2 so far this afternoon. Shot is good, though, and she made up for the first two misses and is now one out of three, 35-18. Unless something drastic happens here, Amherst is cruising. 5:48 to go third. Hammond bouncing at the line. Shot is up and good. And Shelby has 4 points in the third period. In addition to her six in the fourth, and she hits double digits there. 10 points for Shelby Hammond. Wirth comes down, breaks the pressure by getting over to Bellamy. Bellamy outside the timeline to the left. Now over to Wirth again. Wirth between the circles, bounces once, feeds into the lane, pumps, shot is up, and good by Melissa Johnson. And Melissa Johnson has 4 points. The previous two came from the free throw line. Hernandez behind the back dribble, escapes pressure. Now it goes out to Hammond. Hammond shot from the corner, no good. And Eustace Farnham clears it away. Bringing it down herself is Melissa Johnson. Leaves it off for Bellamy. Bellamy back out to Wirth. Wirth at the point. Back over to Reeker. Reeker tries to feed under the basket. And again, bad things happen as Amherst picked it up. Goes all the way coast to coast. Klingelhofer doesn't make the basket, but is fouled as she went up for the layup. And she'll go to the line for two. Four fouls committed by Johnson now, so for Eustace Farnham. Shot is up by Katie Klingelhofer, so now she is she's 3 of 6 from the free throw line. And it's 37-20, a 17-point bulge for Eustace Farnham. Second shot coming. In and out, no good. Eustace Farnham gets the rebound. Bellamy clears it away. faces some pressure by Fernandez. Breaks the pressure and now holding it inside the timeline. Tries a cross-court pass, almost lost, intended for Bellamy. Bellamy gets it back. Going over to Redenbaugh, back out to Bellamy, top of the key. Now they work it to the right side and plush out. Over to Rieker. Rieker near the corner, puts it up, no good. Air ball taken down by Klingelhofer. And we've got a whistle. It'll be a minor against Eustace Farnham, and so Amherst will simply reset. Goes to Klingelhofer. She'll take it herself down across half court. Over to Hernandez. Hernandez back out now to Leach. Leach to Klingelhofer on the right wing. Goes in the right corner. Jessica Hernandez. And the ball intended for Crystal is picked off by Eustace Farnham. That was Redenbaugh on the steal. Right corner. She'll take the shot herself. No good. Follow shot. No good. But the rebound is grabbed by Amherst. Cleared away nicely to Klingelhofer. Takes it herself. Lays it up. But a foul is called as she was traveling. I shouldn't say traveling now. She was dribbling down court. She didn't travel. But she'll go to the baseline to key the ball in. That was not a shooting foul. And so that means that Taubenheim, who just came into the ball game, will put the ball in play, and Jessica Fernandez will sit down for a rest. She goes all the way into the forecourt and gets it to Hemmen. Hemmen leaves it off for Leach between the circles. Tries to go into the corner. Ball is intercepted by Bellamy. Bryn Bellamy, top of the key, and tries to find and then does finally get it to Andrea Wirth. After Andrea did a good job of getting the ball back on an intercepted pass. Good effort by Wirth, 37-22, a 15-point Amherst lead over Eustace Farnham. Fort Kearney Conference basketball, semifinals moved up a day because of the weather. Hemmen tries the hook shot from the paint, no good. And now the ball by Amherst, stolen back in a shot attempt by Klingelhofer is no good. Ball goes out of bounds. You're hearing the whistle and the buzzer there. Villadol comes back into the ball game now. Bellamy goes out. Bellamy did a good job on ball handling. Key in play goes to Hemmen. Shot is no good. She's fouled going up. Follow shot is taken there by Ashley Kreitz, who just entered the ball game. And Ashley is going to go to the charity stripe for two. No pressure there, just in the ball game. Take two. First shot is no good. And Kreitz will take one more shot, and it is no good. And the score remains 37-22. But a rebound is taken down and put up. Hemmen gets two more. She's got six here in the second half. It's 39-22. Eustace Farnham on offense. Bellamy stepped back into the ball game at the point. She gets it over on the right side to Rieker, and Rieker tries to feed inside to Wirth. There's a foul called. And that foul is going to be called on Taubenheim. So Eustace Farnham gets a chance to reset. They get the ball in play. Over in the right corner is Johnson, or Villadol, I should say. She gets it over to Andrea Wirth, and now back out on the point to flush out. Stolen away by Hemmen. Hemmen takes it herself. Layup. Good! She saved it. I tell you what, that was a long layup, and she had to go a little bit to the outside. And you heard the pause. I said layup, and that's how long the ball was in the air. So for a layup, it was a long one. Now the other end, we've got a tie-up under the court as Eustace Farnham again is having a really tough time under their offensive boards. 41-22, as you can hear. 1:49 to go, third period of play.
It was 13-6 at 1, 27-15 at halftime. Now Eustace Farnham puts the ball in play, and Fleshout shoots from three, and she got it, 41-25. And for Fleshout, that's her first three of the ball game, first 3 points period of the ball game. Klingelhofer between the circles, gets it to Hammond. Hammond at the high post, looking around for someone, finally gets it over to Crystal Hernandez. Back over to Hammond now between the circles, holding high, waiting for something to happen. They'll slow it down a little bit here with a minute 10 to go in the first half, in the third period of play, I should say. Klingelhofer has it now. Still outside the circle. Push and a foul. And that's going to turn it over. The foul is going to be called on Hammond? Hammond, yeah. Okay. That's four fouls on Hammond. I'm not sure that that means anything in terms of Eustace Farnham's strategy because they've not been able to overcome the obstacles from other players either. Over on the right side, Eustace Farnham in the corner. That's Worth. Tries to feed into the lane to Bellamy. Back out to Worth. Worth fakes one way, travels with it, turns it over. Jessica Fernandez back in now for the Lady Bronx. Kiana Leach will key the ball in. No, won't either. It'll be Fernandez, Crystal Fernandez to Leach. And they all come down court inside the timeline. It's over to Taubenheim. Taubenheim to Fernandez. Fernandez almost loses the ball, does lose the ball. There's Bellamy again. She's been a ball hawk, has not converted the points, though. And that time she traveled with it as she was trying to get the ball over to Villadal, but walked with it. You know, when you're looking for that other man or girl in this particular case, you take your eye off the rhythm of your dribble, and all of a sudden you got that travel call. Now Fernandez has the ball after that pass in over to Taubenheim. Taubenheim tries to get it to Hernandez. It is intercepted this time by Reeker of Eustace Farnham. Leaves it off for Fleshout. Fleshout, top of the key, works it to the right side. Again, tries to feed down under the basket. And Amherst is there. Bergstrom just stepped in and got in the way. And Amherst on the tie-up will get the ball back on alternating possessions. Hernandez, again, will put the ball in play to Kiana Leach. Back to Hernandez, quickly down court. Taubenheim, shot, ties for three, no good. That's the end of three. And your score, three-quarters of the way done here in the semifinals, first game of the afternoon, Amherst 41 and Eustace Farnham 25. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550, presented in part by MISCOS.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
So you're following this and all the conference tournament action on all the stations of Platte River Radio. Don't forget, when you want to listen to it online worldwide, you got relatives outside, got service people overseas, get them a little taste of home, click on PlatteRiverPreps.com. That's the originating website for all of our streaming broadcasts, PlatteRiverPreps.com, bookmark it. 41-25 at the end of three. We go into stanza number four here now, 8 minutes on the clock. The clock goes in motion, so does Eustace Farnham, as they key the ball in over in the near corner to Villadal. Back out to Bellamy, top of the key. Shot is no good. Fernandez clears it away. She's going to take it herself again. Now holds up at half court. Gets it over to Klingelhofer, standing at midcourt.
to Tobenheim, feeding down underneath. Can't control. Hernandez loses it out of bounds. That's Crystal Fernandez. Again, I never make the assumption that people with the same last name are siblings, but we've got a couple of possibles with the Johnsons and the Fernandezes there. A three-point shot by Jessica Fernandez sinks, and it is now 44-25 after that key-in pass. She took it and shot from three, and now it's 44-25, Amherst on top. Bellamy has the ball stolen away. Tobenheim all alone, one on two. Shot is up, good. Tobenheim has 6 points on the afternoon. Four in the first half. That's her first two here since halftime. Bellamy on the wing to the right side. Feeds into the paint. And the shot is put up by Melanie Johnson. And we got a travel call. And Jessica Hernandez will put the ball in play. Full court pressure will be offered up by Eustace Farnham as Klingelhofer tries to break it. She has help there with Hernandez. She goes to her right side and almost loses the dribble. Tries to save it. Puts the ball up. No good. Crystal Hernandez with the follow shot. Now another follow by Tobenheim. And a wrestle for the basketball underneath. A foul is called. And the foul is going to be called on Crystal Fernandez. And that is Crystal's second foul of the afternoon. Amherst still ahead, 46-25 over Eustace Farnham. Here come the Lady Knights. Fleshout has it inside the timeline, left side. Back over. And shot is up, no good by Reeker. Rebound is fought for. Someone kicked the ball, and the Lady Knights will retain possession. Long pass under the basket. Finally, they convert one. Melanie Johnson down there waiting for a nice pass from Worth that came in. Or Reeker, rather. And it is a nice pitch catch for two, 46-27. Klingelhofer, now her pass is intercepted by Melanie Johnson. And the Knights are trying to get on a little bit of a roll here. They got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Right corner, or right wing rather, back out front. He goes now to Miranda Lobby. They work it around. Reeker back out to Lobby. The shot, or Fleshout rather, shot is up and good by Alex Fleshout. And they're going to give her a three on that. She's got two threes in this ball game in the second half, 46-30. Hey, stranger things have happened. It's 5.5 to go in this thing. 46-30. Broncos up by 16. Aaron Pass goes out of bounds, turns it over to Eustace Farnham. It could tighten up. Putting the ball in play will be Preston Reeker. And Fleshout is back there to help her out. Got some substitutions in and out here. Back into the ball game is Worth for Eustace Farnham. And now the Broncos fall back on defense. Fleshout. Ball is bobbled by Worth, but she hangs on to it. Gets it over to Lobby in the right corner. Ball batted away. Amherst is fighting for it. And Klingelhofer controls. Layup, no good. Follow shot. Tobenheim, and she's fouled. Or did she travel with it? I think she was foul going on the follow. And that foul goes against Reeker. At the line is Tobenheim. Sinks it. And she has 3 points here in the fourth period. 47-30. 17-point lead for Amherst over Eustace Farnham in the Fort Kearney Conference semifinals. Moved up a day because of the weather we expect moving in tomorrow. It's kind of basketball karma. Tournaments come around, bad weather rolls in every year. You could look that one up. Worth has the ball out front. Goes over to Johnson, back out to Plush out top of the key. The dead eye doesn't hit that time. She is two out of three from the field here in the second half. Still with 6 points, 48-30. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in this thing. Klingelhofer, left side, cut off, cross-court pass, Hernandez, top of the key, got it! 2 points, she towed the line on that one. Jessica Fernandez, who had two trays in this second half, also has two field goals, and has 17 total points here in this ball game. Eustace Farnham feeds down underneath the basket. They're waiting for the ball as Melanie Johnson gets two more. And it's 50-32. They needed to do more of that in the first half. Hernandez feeds to Hammond. Hammond puts it up. Good. Oh, my word. Talk about an answered prayer on that one. She pulled that out of her hip and let it go, and it fell. 3:45 to go. And working the ball on the left side is Melissa Johnson. She gets it over to Andrea Worth, works to her right now. Cut off as she tries to feed Johnson. And the ball is taken away by Amherst. But wait a minute, Eustace Farnham is still there. Amherst hangs on to it. And now we've got a timeout taken by Nikki Eckhout of Amherst. We'll take a minute timeout here. Your score is 52-32, Lady Vaughns on top from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament at the Viero Event Center. You're listening to coverage on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460-1550. Again, 52-32, Amherst on top.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Complimenting the scoreboard here at the Viero Event Center. It, of course, is normally used for storm hockey, but it works pretty good for basketball, too. Time back in now. Amherst with the ball underneath the basket. Feed is up and good. It is Fernandez with another two, and she has 7 points here in the final stanza. 3:02 to go in this as down court, taking the shot from the right side is Redenbaugh. It's an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. And the Broncos will take it over. Putting the ball in play, facing some heavy pressure here by Eustace Farnham. They break it with a long down court pass to Bergstrom. And someone reaches in on her. And now we're going to slow down a little bit, I think, with some... Nope, we're not quite one-on-ones yet, are we? If you get past the fact that shots on goal is team fouls, the scoreboard's pretty good. Remember that if you come out and watch basketball here. Shot by Hammond. He's in and out, no good. Shelby Hammond cleared away by Eustace Farnham, taking it all the way down court and feeding over on the right side to Worth. And now again, they try to go underneath the basket. Reeker is tied up there. As re-entering the ball game is Crystal Fernandez. In for Jessica Fernandez. So if I say Fernandez from here on out, it's Crystal. 2:33 to go. Again, Eustace Farnham, bounce pass in, right back, turnaround jumper to Worth, no good. And Amherst clears away. Hammond down under the basket again, has the magic touch on a really ugly layup, but it falls in. Not ugly because of her style, ugly because they had people all over her, but she was still able to pull it out and make it sink. And she'll go to the line for the plus one. 56-34. Amherst just dominating here this afternoon. Shot is good, 57-34. Amherst never lost the lead and just kept expanding on it now. They were up 13-6 at 1, and they were up by 27-15 at halftime. A long shot and a tray for Preston Reeker. For Eustace Farnham, 57-37. Amherst on the offense, loses the ball under the basket on a push and a foul, and that'll turn it back over to the Lady Knights. Lady Knights had just a little breath of hope there a little bit ago, where they got down into a situation where they were down by 15, I think, with five to go, and they had a little momentum, but then that got snuffed out, and Amherst is pretty well controlled here in the last, they've been in control a lot of the ball game, but Eustace Farnham had a couple of opportunities to close the gap. Right side, Lobby now kicks it out on the wing, trying to feed down under to Reeker, loses the ball, picked up by Amherst. Bergstrom brings it down, leaves it off for Taubenheim near the top of the key now. Feeds into Bergstrom, ball batted away. Preston Reeker is there with some good defense. Minute and a half to go in game one of the semifinal bracket of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. We anticipate bringing you the finals on Saturday, unless the weather says it's going to be Monday. Stay tuned. Key in pass, corner shot taken by Taubenheim is no good. Cleared away by Eustace Farnham. Bringing it down all by her lonesome, laid off the glass, and good is Melissa Johnson. She gets two more, and she's got 6 points in the ball game, 57-39. Taubenheim back the other way now. Near the top of the key, we've got a Mortensen in now. Courtney Mortensen is into the ball game, and the ball is loose as she tried to get it over to Bergstrom. Ball goes out of bounds. What did they lose? Who's got the ball? Did they lose the ball? I don't see the ball. Oh, no, the ref's got it. Okay, there he goes. We're right down in courtside here, so sometimes they can do that. Minute 19 as the referees confer. The score is 57-39. It's a foregone conclusion that Amherst will move on in the brackets to play. Amherst will move on in the brackets to play the winner of the Elm Creek-Overton game, which is 4:30. And Randy Bush could be long for that one with you. Key in pass by Amherst. Bobbled, picked up by Eustace Farnham. Melissa Johnson, layup, no good. Cleared away by Mortensen. And a timeout is taken by Amherst. So let's take a... All right, we'll keep it right here. Keep it right here and tell you the Randy Bush Cutter has the other half of this bracket coming up. It'll be on time almost. Scheduled for 4:30. They'll get off the court here in about 5 minutes, I suspect, and 15, 20 minutes between games is supposed to start at 4:30. I'm guessing 4:40 maybe they'll tip off the second one here. So we'll send it back to ESPN Mothership for a little bit and then come back out here for Randy Bushcutter. You think it's Rome? I know Rome is normally on there, but I didn't know if we were going back to Rome or not. Okay. I'm talking to Barrett Lawson, producer extraordinaire here. At the line is Taubenheim. And Taubenheim will go to the free throw line with 42.4 seconds to go. Taubenheim is at the line. The foul was called on Johnson, and that is Melissa Johnson's fifth foul of the afternoon. Taubenheim's shot is in and out, no good. Cleared away by Villadol.
And down court, she leaves it off for Redenbaugh. Redenbaugh, the lobby. Lobby on the right side, no good. No, Redenbaugh, rather. To Bellamy, back over. And Redenbaugh puts it up, no good. Eustace Farnham with the rebound. Again, a shot, no good. Taken by Miranda Lobby that time, and Amherst brings it down. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds to go now. Final shot is up, and it is in. Ariana Hadwiger put up the final shot of this ball game, got it, Trey, and the final score is 60-39. 60-39, your winner is the Lady Broncos from Amherst. We'll take a couple of minutes here, be back with the individual scoring stats. Right after this, you're listening to Fort Kearney Conference semifinal basketball a day early because of the anticipated weather here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550, broadcast presented by MISCOS.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches. Stop in and visit the great staff in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. We can take care of all your banking, business, and personal. We offer all the ins and outs of banking to make your financial needs easier. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC. We'd love to have you on our team. We appreciate all our customers.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri-Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations. Serving South Central Nebraska, visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on, always.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owner's insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owner's insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Again, your final score on this one was a healthy 60-39 win for Amherst over Eustace Farnham. Here's the way it went individually. 3 points for Tira Redenbaugh for Eustace Farnham, 9 points for Melissa Johnson, 9 points also for Preston Reeker, and Melanie Johnson followed with 8. 3 points for Alex Pleshout, actually 6 points. She had a couple of trays there. And 4 points for Andrea Worth. Those are the individual scoring stats for Eustace Farnham. And in the winner's bracket, Shelby Hammond had a great game, 21 points. She had some streaks where she just took over the ball game. She has some absolutely magnificent layups where she pulled it from her hip pocket, put it up and in when she was in traffic. 17 points for Jessica Fernandez, 3 points for Ariana Hadwiger. I say that because ahead of other scores, because she had the honor of the last 3 points of the ball game at the buzzer and made it 60. 3 points for Ariana Hadwiger. 2 points for Crystal Fernandez, 4 points for Mackenzie Bergstrom, and 8 points for Shelby Tannenbaum for the Amherst Lady Broncos. Amherst Lady Broncos led 13-6 at the end of one, 27-15 at halftime, 41-25 at the end of three, and the final again was 60-39. We'll send it back to the studios here. The clock has not yet started ticking down the 20 minutes between games, so we'll probably see you back here somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 minutes from right now for Randy Bushcutter and the brief pregame and starting lineups here from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, originating from the Aviero Event Center. And our broadcast partner brought to you by Misco's Sports, serving Kearney in central Nebraska. Even though the retail store in Kearney is closed, Misco's will continue to serve organizations in the area with the same great service that you've known for years. Here, punch this into your cell phone. Lock it in, 308-728-5261. That's the number to contact Misco's. Merritt Lawson, thank you very much for the stats here this afternoon. Randy Bushcutter moving in and set up and bring you the second half of this bracket. This is Craig Eckert. Thanks for listening in. We'll see you next time. You're listening to ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Your final score again, Amherst 60 and Eustace Farnham 39.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.